Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Brett Davison, our motoring mates, popped into the studio. There are some people who have to work so, so hard, and there are others who make it look so natural.
Yeah.
And he does it, doesn't he?
He does. And he really annoys me. Good-looking, rich and talented.
Yeah. And wonderful teeth.
Oh, yep.
He's absolutely annoying me right about now as well. Yep. So there you go. But I've got to tell you, he put in a mammoth effort. But what a superior athlete on the track. So great to have your company. Before we get started on the wrap-up of the Hunter Valley Electric Vehicle Festival, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about the shopping trolley car.
We did.
And the Citroën.
The Cactus.
The Cactus that has little puffy bits
air
in the
bumps.
Doors. Someone lent you one for a week, and you're motoring around town. What do you think of it?
I like it. I think it's a cute thing. It's practical. It's kind of a station. They call it an SUV. I have no idea why, but I see it more as a halfway house between a hatchback and a station wagon. Mm-hmm. But it's fun. It's a great little thing to drive, and, you know, it's kind of a bit spacey. And dare I say, it goes back to being that strange French car-making thing. Quirky, yes.
Have you pushed a shopping trolley into the door yet?
I haven't, but I have spoken to colleagues who have and fired paintball guns at it.
Really?
I just can't be cruel to cars like that.
No, I can understand that. Okay, there you go. You haven't been given it. You've just been lent it.
Yeah, so it goes back Monday.
Is it a case of you break it, you buy it?
Oh, let's go with that. It's not quite, but...
Look, it was a fantastic event over the weekend. If you didn't get a chance to get out to this one, make sure you turn up next year. The Hunter Valley Electric Vehicle Festival. It brings together so much technology, primary schools, high schools, and also the modern technology for cars, electric cars, hybrid cars. But the really one that was getting a lot of interest was the hydrogen fuel cell Hyundai.
Yep.
Yeah.
It really was. And it looked so ordinary. If it hadn't had fuel cell written down the side in very large letters, it could have passed you on the road and you wouldn't have known. But there it was. I mean, the only one in Australia. There's one of a handful made for the world, but sold. They are sold in Europe and North America. And, yeah, there it is. It's no petrol engine of any sort, just a big tank in the back, an electric motor in the front, and a thing they call a fuel cell stack in the middle that converts hydrogen to electricity.
And, of course, you're motoring down the road. And the great part about that is all that comes out of the rear is just fresh water.
Distilled water, yeah, basically. So, yeah, look, it's win-win. I've driven the thing. I've driven it on a racetrack of all places. And apart from the fact that, you know, any SUV feels a bit weird on a racetrack, it feels like a normal car.
If you had to take a bet on what will be the standout car of the future, we've got hybrid now, we've got electric or hydrogen. Is hydrogen the way it is going to be?
Gee, that's a big call, Todd. And if I had a crystal ball, I could probably tell you, but I reckon hydrogen might have legs because it has so many possibilities. Like, we can create our own hydrogen at home. If we have
eventually.
Yep. Well, we can do it now, but it will be a commercial prospect. Yep. 15, 20 years down the track. And also hydrogen cars go over the same distance as petrol cars on a tank of fuel. Mm. It's that simple. You know, we want convenience. That's convenience.
Yeah, the future is here now.
Absolutely.
And it's not going to go away. Before I let you go away this morning, of course, sad news this morning, Intercity Rail has been, a contract's been given to South Korea. There's a new book coming out the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to have a chat to the author, Royce Kermolovs. It's called The Death of Holden. And, you know, as someone who's studied and been a motoring rider for so many years, do you think we're ever going to see motoring come back? And is Australia just, as in motoring manufacture, and is Australia just too small to have a viable manufacturing base? Is it gone forever now?
Look, never say never, but the whole problem is, well, it's not a problem, it's a convenient economic situation for manufacturers. You can make cars for the entire world in Europe or North America or India or China. You don't need to have small indigenous bases in each country. So, you know, they can make cars. Fords, for example, when Falcon stops production in October, Fords will be sourced out of America and Europe. And we really won't notice. The new Toyota Camrys will come out of North America and we really won't notice.
I suppose it's hard for Australians because whether you're a Holden fan or a Ford fan, a lot of our national pride, football, meat pies, kangaroos and Holden cars, a lot of our national pride has ridden on the back of not just the sheep but our auto manufacturing.
But think of the economies of scale, Todd. We used to make in 1 year what one car company could turn out in a month.
Yeah, yeah.
For the entire country, and they're talking about just one line of cars like a Volkswagen Golf.
Of course, wages come into that as well. So
there is that.
There you go. I'm going to let you go back and get into your little cactus car and we'll have a chat to you in a couple of weeks' time.
Absolutely.
Our motoring mates and motoring journalist Brent Davison on 2NURFM.
2NURFM 103.7.